Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today, I'm joined by Alice Vincent, arts and entertainment writer for the Daily Telegraph, for this week's musical discussion, it says here. We've got Colly Rae Jepsen, we've got Blossoms, and we've got Wild Beasts. And we're going to kick off, Alice, with Colly Rae Jepsen. Talk us through this one, because this is an interesting collaboration. But why?
It's a really interesting collaboration. So what we've got here is we've got Colly Rae Jepsen, beloved by a certain hardcore of kind of millennial pop lovers who used to love guitar bands but now love Colly Rae.
It's okay to love Colly Rae.
It's totally
pure
okay
pop
to love
stuff, right?
Colly Rae, yeah. Yes. And then on the other hand, you've got Danny L. Hall, who is part of a music collective called PC Music, and they're ex-Goldsmiths, and they're very trendy, and they're sort of hyper-real, and they make this sort of kind of ironic, very upbeat, up-tempo pop music. And it's very much been the stuff of, like, Tumblr music nerds.
Right, yeah.
So what you've got is you've got the coming together of this very kind of alt-trendy music producer with Colly Rae, who in herself has her own niche. But I think it might be a song that brings both of them far bigger acclaim and will take them from kind of Tumblr land to club land.
We like this. We love the sound of it. Let's give people an idea of what it sounds like when art students get together with people that live on ice cream. We were just saying, while the microphones were switched off there, I think all the knobs in the studio are just for show. I really wanted to blast that out and I couldn't turn up the volume. Okay, that is Danny L. Hull featuring Colly Rae Jepsen. The single is called Supernatural. It has a kind of, yeah, it does have a sugar high to it. It's a cool thing. How, Alice, do you separate the kind of hipster, the ironizing of this kind of very electronic kind of EDM stuff, right, with the Colly Rae Jepsen side, which is not without its irony, but it's for the kids kind of thing.
Yeah, so Colly, when she's not being appreciated by arch millennial hipsters, she is being beloved by 9-year-olds, which is part of her charm. I don't know if it can be separated. It'll be really interesting to see with this track is that it has been really lapped up by the likes of Pitchfork and, you know, other music blogs. And that's representative of the way that pop has eked into the kind of highbrow music world over the last couple of years anyway. I think instead of separating it, we're like, oh, this is an interesting and cool thing, and this shows where pop is going. And yeah, as I say, it will be cool to see if PC Music is going to sort of get out of their niche as a result of it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I wonder, do you have an idea in your head of how these people meet, of whether this is done at record level stuff, whether the producers, I mean, Danielle Hall, of course, himself is producing this thing, has written this song, but I wonder how these people meet. I know that a while back there was a really nice record that David Byrne did with St. Vincent, and I think they emailed bits of tracks to each other, and it was one of those very kind of 21st century ways of doing things. I know we're 16 years into the 21st century, but I still like to say that. And I wonder how these people meet. You know what I mean?
I like to think that this might have been an email collaboration.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe, you know, knowing PC Music, maybe a weird tweet, Snapchat vibe.
Someone followed someone on Twitter and beautiful romance was born.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, it sounds good to us. It's Supernatural. It's Danny L. Hall featuring Colly Rae Jepsen. Okay, up next, it's a big band. They've become a big band, Wild Beasts. Mm-hmm. This is a track from their new LP called Boy King. Should we have a bit of it and then we'll talk off the back of it?
Let's have a little.
Okay, that is called Get My Bang by Wild Beasts. It's from a new album out called Boy King. Talk us through this band, who've kind of started with a whimper and have turned into roaring wild beasts, literally, right?
Yeah, they have. I mean, this was a band that when they started out, so they're from Cumbria, which is in the northwest of England, and when they started out, they were these sort of slightly pretentious, verbose, falsetto-singing boys from...
A bit blousy.
very blousy is the perfect word. Yeah, so they were blousy and they were, you know, people would take the mick out of them at sound checks and stuff. But they formed this very, you know, like niche and growing fan base as a result of their verbosity and their, you know, ridiculous lyrics and their falsetto. And they managed to do these things where they sing about quite grand concepts with massive bangers underneath. Like, it's perfect art rock. And then with this album, this is their fifth record, and they've totally thrown away all of that art posing. And they're kind of like, we are men, hear us roar.
We hear us roar. You've done a lot of festival this summer. These guys seem like a pretty good festival bet.
They've not actually been to any of the festivals I've been at, or maybe I've just missed them. But
you've been avoiding the people you're recommending to our listeners, have you?
Festivals are just, they're a strongly itinerized situation when I go to them. So I have seen them at previous festivals, and they are brilliant. Yeah. I mean, it's a kind of fireworks situation.
And it says, and now they remind me very much of, especially on this record, it seems very Depeche Mode to me. It's kind of got those kind of very kind of electronic funky beats, and it's got that voice. He can sing.
He can really
Dave Garns about him. But it says in my notes here that this is a concept album that deals with the self-destructive effects of modern-day masculinity.
Yeah, I mean...
So when you talk about blousy concepts...
I mean, I feel like that concept has applied to literally every Wild Beast album that's ever been made, and yet they just do it slightly differently. I think this is more actually of a heartbreak album.
Okay.
So previously, we've watched, through their records, we've watched Wild Beast grow from kind of horny adolescent boys to men in solid relationships, and it's all fallen apart, and... they may be having a midlife crisis. I'm not sure.
Well, they've been delving in the self-destructive effects of modern-day masculinity.
Yeah,
that's
precisely
what it says on the inside liner notes, possibly, as well. I just thought that was Appetite for Destruction. I thought that was the ultimate thing about self-destructive, about horny adolescent boys turning into men. It's Boy King by Wild Beasts, as recommended by The Telegraph's Alice Vincent, who's talking us through today's music review. We're going to end with Blossoms. I love an album that is simply an eponymously titled album, Blossoms by Blossoms. We're going to play Honey Sweet.
That's a good choice.
You shout, don't you leave me, don't you leave this incomplete. I wanna know if this
okay, Honey Sweet by Blossoms, from an album of the same name by this brand new band from Stockport, Alice. This is really nice stuff. Let's talk about the sound of them. What do they remind you of? What's up your street when you think of Blossoms?
Well, they've made themselves in the model of their self-created gods in a way, in that they're from Manchester, as you say, and they love Manchester bands. They love the Stone Roses, they love the Smiths, they love Oasis, and I wouldn't say they sound like any bit of one of them, but you can definitely feel that these are boys who have grown up listening to their local forefathers.
Yeah, right. It does feel like that. And I see in the notes that this was produced by James Skelly from the choral band I loved. And they had wonderful, when they were back on Delta Sonic Records and all that kind of thing, the kind of post-Britpop kind of folkiness kind of came out. And there's a bit of that in his voice, the lead singer there, isn't there?
Yeah, he's the kind of voice that, you know, he could probably sing Mama's Chicken Salad and make it sound like his heart was breaking.
Yeah, right. There is something there. And it's nice to hear people singing in accents, actually.
Yeah.
I think you hear that so much with American pop music, so rarely with British pop music, actually, that you hear where they're from in the country. And it's kind of nice to
a bit of
regional inflection there.
And I think that's the most nostalgic part of what Blossom's output is, because they make an interesting mixture of kind of shiny keys, tinged like guitars. It's not just blokes with guitars, but yeah, that's that kind of... that northern twang.
Yeah, it's quite buoyant. And in terms of the way this album was reviewed, lots of people, it's sold very well, I think.
It's number one.
And I see huge billboards for this album all over London, which is kind of nice to see, those old-fashioned kind of billboards with an album on it rather than shot by iPhone. It's kind of nice, right? But it's got mixed reviews. A lot of people wonder if the band's hearts are in it or whether it's just very much the sound of now. I don't know.
It's interesting because it's actually a very difficult time for guitar. I appreciate we have chosen the majority of guitar bands this afternoon. But
Alice Vincent's living in the 90s.
Yeah, love my guitars. I don't even very much. But it is a difficult time for guitar bands. You know, Blossoms, as the band rather than record, were the only band on the BBC's 2016 list that had guitars. There's a lot of really excellent grime and hip-hop and electronic music around at the moment. And so I think they're sort of, they've got one foot in the past and one foot in the present. And I think it's not so much that their heart isn't in it, but that it's a weird time and no one quite knows what to do with them.
Yeah, right. It is kind of like that. And I suppose perhaps production-wise, record company-wise, there is a bit of spreading your bets, perhaps.
Yeah, I think
as the,
so.
As the thing's been put together. But I really like it. I think it's loads of fun. And as you get older, you kind of don't care about the genre so much. You just want it to be good for an hour or 45 minutes, preferably.
And on like a sunny afternoon, it's such a lovely album.
Yeah, I know. It's good stuff. As recommended by Alice Vincent, we had Blossoms by Blossoms. We had Boy King by Wild Beasts. And we had Danny L. Hull featuring Carly Rae Jepsen. We heard the single, which was Supernatural. Alice, thank you very much for bringing those three records in under your arm. That brings us to the end of today's show. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show's produced by Fernando Augusto Pacheco, and we'll be back at the same time tomorrow to discuss television. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.